Welcome to Daily Defining Moments. This is Pastor Allen, and I'm so glad you're with me. Our goal each day is to help you open your Bible and connect with Jesus. Remember, before I begin my day, God has something to say. We're reading through the New Testament portion of the one-year Bible in the New Living Translation. Today is December 7th, and our reading comes from 3 John. Beginning in verse 2, John says this, "Dear friends, I hope all is well with you and that you are as healthy in body as you are strong in spirit. Some of the traveling teachers recently returned and made me very happy by telling me about your faithfulness and that you are living according to the truth. I could have no greater joy than to hear that my children are following the truth." Well, how are they following the truth? They're following the truth by loving and serving and sacrificing to support these teachers who are taking the gospel all over the Roman Empire. Watch what he says in verse 5. "Dear friends, you're being faithful to God when you care for the traveling teachers who pass through, even though they're strangers to you. They have told the church here of your loving friendship. Please continue providing for such teachers in a manner that pleases God, for they are traveling for the Lord and they accept nothing from people who are not believers. So we ourselves should support them so we can be their partners as they teach the truth." When I read this passage, the thing that came to mind is this is why our missions giving and our missions work is so important. You know, today in many countries in the 1040 window where it's illegal to preach the gospel, today we are supporting hundreds of pastors. We provide salaries. We provide often transportation. We provide sometimes church buildings and clean water wells. We provide education. Sometimes we even provide clothing. We provide training. And we're doing this year around. In fact, this ministry was started 55 years ago and is being carried on today by the sons of the patriarch. And we as a church are giving hundreds of thousands of dollars. And really, we've been doing this for more than 20 years, sowing into these nations and into the lives of these men, into these pastors. And every year I get to go and to spend a week encouraging them, praying for them, teaching them, doing some basic training. And literally, these men are on the front lines, just like in the New Testament, just like in the book of Acts. And they are, many of them, overseeing several churches, many of them riding from village to village to village, preaching and leading several different churches in several different areas, all of them risking their life every day in order to tell people in their country and in their surrounding areas about Jesus. We pay them about $100 a month. I mean, just think about that. And that's their complete salary. That's what they live on, which the truth is in their culture is pretty good. And we're supporting tons and tons of them. And I say all of that just to say, well done. Your giving is doing for these pastors in these other countries where the gospel is not preached, where it's illegal for people to be converted, where it's illegal for people to be baptized, where it's illegal to share your faith. And these guys are risking their life and risking their freedom and even the lives and freedom of their own family and children. They're doing it to preach Jesus, and you are supporting the work. You're making that possible, and we together are changing the world. Every year when I go and I sit with these men and I listen to the stories, I'm always blown away by how much we are accomplishing around the world through the life and ministry of these men that we support financially and relationally and with training and all kinds of support. We do that in our giving. You're doing that and making a difference around the world. I love that. And that's what John is saying here. He's saying that he's telling the church, you need to do that for the guys that are traveling around the Roman Empire and preaching the message of Jesus to the world. And then he says this in verse 9, "I wrote to the church about this, but Diotrephes, who loves to be the leader, refuses to have anything to do with us. When I come, I will report some of the things he's doing and the evil accusations he's making against us. Not only does he refuse to welcome the traveling teachers, he also tells others not to help them. And when they do help, he puts them out of the church. Dear friends, don't let this bad example influence you. Follow what is good. Remember, those who do good prove they are God's children, and those who do evil prove that they do not know God. So what this church leader is doing basically is he's saying, don't support these missionaries. We're going to keep all that money in-house. And man, the church cannot make that mistake. We have a responsibility to preach the gospel in our local context, but we also have a responsibility to equip and to empower and to resource those who are preaching the gospel in places where we will never go. Why? Well, the Great Commission is go and preach the gospel. Go and make disciples of all the nations. Jesus, remember, said in Acts 1:8, after the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you'll be a witness in Jerusalem, which was their city, their local context, but also Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So we have a responsibility to take the gospel to the nations. Jesus says when the gospel is preached to all the nations, then the end will come. Then Jesus will return. So that's our responsibility. And we do that by empowering, resourcing, equipping these pastors in all these different countries of the world who are on the front line risking their life to preach Jesus. And so John says, listen, don't allow this church leader to mislead you into being self-centered and only thinking of yourself and keeping it all in-house. No, we have a responsibility to sow into our world. And man, that's so important to us as a church. So let's just take a minute and just pray into that idea. God, we just thank you for inviting us into the ministry of taking the gospel to the ends of the world. God, we pray for all of the pastors, hundreds of pastors in many nations around the world that we directly support and train, that we're in relationship with, that we get to love and encourage all year round, who right now, today, are preaching the gospel in places where we can't go, where we won't go, and they're risking their life. They're putting it all on the line. In fact, many of them die every year preaching Jesus, and we're so grateful for them, and we just bless them today. We pray for boldness and courage and protection, and God, we pray that you'd continue to increase our resources so that we can pour into the lives of more men and women around the world who are preaching gospel. Help us, Lord, never to become self-centered and so focused on ourselves that we lose sight of what you're doing around the world. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Man, I'm so excited. I'm so grateful for you. So grateful for your generosity. So grateful for your sacrifice. Together, we're preaching the gospel to all the nations. Man, I hope that encourages you. Have a great day. And remember, before I begin my day, God has something to say. We'll see you again tomorrow.